Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, it may seem dark and dreary, but as Lita says, it's just midnight. Welcome to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. We're here 7-11 on www.blogtalkradio. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time, this is Saturday Breakfast with Deborah Jackson Live. If life may seem dreary, depression profound, you need a healing for your soul. The Bible says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So what are you seeking? Well, putting first things first. Well, what does it profit to gain the whole world and lose your soul? I find that many are seeking after position, wealth, power, and influence. What are you seeking? The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Well, what are you confessing today? Do you believe that you're blessed to be a blessing? Well, you're probably saying, well, what does that mean? Well, God blessed Abraham, a man of great faith. He gave him the assignment. He told him to leave his household, his country, and go to a place of promise. That place of promise was that if he be faithful in just that command, not only will he be blessed, but his whole household and every generation. And Abraham, you know about Abraham. The Bible said he was a man, father of many nations. Why? Back up his faithfulness unto the test. Not only that, Abraham Isaac, his son, and then he had another son named Jacob. Jacob produced 12 tribes. Now, the Bible says, every man has a measure of faith. Every one of the households is not going to be on the same level. And there could be many teachings about the 12 tribes. But if you look at the parallel of the 12 disciples, Jesus had 12 disciples. And then as Jesus left the scene, God sent a man named Saul, who also carried out in the upper room. You understand that when God poured out his spirit, there were the 12 that walked with Jesus. They all matured from discipleship to apostleship. So that's another teaching. But my focus is that I want to lead you to a journey of putting things first. What would separate you from the love of God? Many say, I love God. Many say, I'm called. The Bible says, few are chosen. Well, putting things first is loving God. Loving God, not just with your mouth, but loving God means loving Him with your whole heart, with your mind, with your body. And we do that by walking in the Spirit. Many people don't understand what walking in the Spirit really means, because the Bible says people perish because a lack of knowledge. So I'm going to put another selection on, and for those of you who are tuning in for the first time and you would like to share what it means, putting first things first, you can call me at 657-383-0957. If you don't have free calling, we have a toll-free number at 877-497-1796. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson by 7-Eleven. Again, we've been listening to some love melodies by Kim Burrell. This is track number 10, so enjoy.
Roundabout way, meaning, you know, go the opposite direction of blessings and pleasing God to get the right blessing. But imagine God responding to that. You know you tried to get to me with your senseless charm, yet you looked so alarmed as I walked alone. Somehow in awesome wonder you had to know why I did not respond. you are carrying on. So instead of that, God says, love me in a special way. What more can I say? Just love me now. Love me in a special way. Tell me what more can I say? Ooh, love me now. Love me now. I'm special. Not the average kind who'd accept me.
Out of these three, love. It's all about love. So we have other things that we consider that are valuable in our lives. We have our husbands, we have our children, we have our jobs, we have our positions. But the Bible says that we are to love not only God with our heart, with our soul, and with our strength, our mind. But the Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself. We're going to talk about all these things. But today, what is first in your life? Have you prioritized what is first in your life that's important to God? Do you realize that your soul is your will, your intellect, your mind? Many times people go from day to day thinking they know God. Like that. And are the meanest, the ungrateful, the most rebellious people in the world. And they are in position. They think that they are God. And they got people that's leading them, that's following them. Worship up. I feel the Spirit. Yes, I do. What do I mean by that? The Bible says, Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set the captives free. And some of you are in bondage this morning. You don't even know whether you want to get out of bed or stay in bed and just wallow because something's missing. And if I should answer that, it's probably love. Your love is more, giving your love more to someone that don't even deserve your love. And they take your love and put it under the rug. The Bible says, that don't cast your pearls into swine. But no, we want to give all our love to someone that don't even deserve. We didn't even deserve God's love when he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to the cross to die for you and I. See, we were foolish. We didn't have no clue of why God sent Jesus to the cross. We like today, now, somebody we love for no reason other than we know that we love that person. And we want to give our all just to prove to them that we love them. We love them. But the Bible says, love the Lord with all your heart. With all your heart, see, that's the problem right there. You love that person, that thing, more than you love God. What a revelation. I'm going to share a personal story. Because, see, I can only speak about myself. And the truth will set you free. I was married at a very early age. And I believe I was around 18 years old when I first met my first love. And I didn't know what really love was all about. But I know his afro, old man, was the biggest afro in the city. His cheekbones, never saw African-American with Indian cheekbones. And I was just so mesmerized with the cheekbones and his afro. Then I discovered that he was a mechanic. I didn't know black men could be mechanics. I ever saw Caucasian mechanics. Young.
Yeah, young.
Ambitious.
Ambitious.
Mechanic.
Or
to question my faith. Where is God? I was very devastated because at that point in my life, I had been in ministry for some time, and I believe that God's word is true, and I believe that God had called me to preach the gospel, to set the captives free, according to Isaiah 61. And as time progressed, my friends thought, well, if she don't take the medication, she don't trust God in her healing.
And that was a challenge.
It was very challenging for me because I believe God's word. That, beloved, I wish above all things that thy prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. I held fast from that word, but I got a revelation. Faith without works is dead. I didn't understand what bipolar was. I didn't read up on it. I just heard that people with bipolar are dangerous. People with bipolar are lazy. People with bipolar are crazy. Well, I have to do the mirror test. I'm sorry, my beloved. It didn't fit either category. My major dilemma was loving God and loving myself and loving my neighbor as thyself. The more I stay focused on those three things, I discover that if I take my eyes off God, I would not be here today. Because people today don't really understand who God is. They don't understand God's love. You have the unsaved that deny him, deny reading his word, because they feel as though that Jesus, yeah, he's the real, but they really don't even know that he is God in man. So they rather believe philosophies, men's interpretation, than seeking ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, living holy. I encounter people that say they love me, yet they, like Judas, sold me for 30 pieces of silver. I sat under several teachings, heard several preachers, and still I needed a healing for my soul. So, my beloved, as I was searching all around for a healing for my soul, I realized that truly John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting eternal life. I realized that the promise was in God's word. Psalms 107:20 says, he sent the word and healed me. For that one word, that God loved me, and his promise to be in heaven, even as thy soul. His promise is that I'm blessed to be a blessing. This test was just a thorn in a side because His grace was sufficient for me. His word was sufficient. Yes. Because of this. All because of this. I am on this song today. His love for me lifted me. His love lifted me. So, my beloved, the Bible says, if you believe, faith comes by hearing the word of God. David said, hide it in your heart so you sin not against God. Because see, when everything else is put before God, you just fail the test. God does not first.
Open up the door.
So, if you want the Lord to be first in your heart, you must ask God to come into your heart. You must ask God to forgive you of your transgressions. You must ask God to forgive you of those that have transgressed against you. You must believe that God is just and faithful to forgive you of all unrighteousness. So, invite God to come into your heart today. Because you're blessed to be a blessing. And because you're blessed to be a blessing, you bless your generation, your children. Because Acts 16:31 says, if you bless your children, are blessed. Yes, saved. My beloved, you must be born again. You must love the Lord with all your heart.
Of your
wonder,
I receive you in all of your glory.
Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done.
I receive you in all of your wonder.
Done with love
you that could become of nothing. Though I have many gifts to share with you, they could all mean nothing. Although I understand and know all that there is to know about you, I could even feed the poor and give until there is no more. Gotta pray for love. Let us pray for love. Suffer long and to be kind, to never envy or brag. Never acting unseemly, never selfish or touchy, never fretful or resentful, and never easy to ignore wrongs done to me. Oh, how we need love. Teach us how to protect us from man, because we need more love. Oh, how we need love, and I'm gonna need some
love. It's all about love. You're listening to Keep Focus with
Deborah Jackson. Which art in heaven, hallowed
be thy
name. Thy kingdom come.
You foresee the kingdom of God.
Thy will
righteous.
Be done with love.
As Jesus taught his disciples, let everything
though I may speak well to you,
that we watch
that could become of nothing.
Jesus gave us that example. A prayer.
Though I have many gifts to share with you,
pray. Abba,
they
Father,
they could all mean
nothing. Hallowed be thy name.
Although I understand and know
thy will,
all that there is to know about you,
give us
I can even see the
point.
And give until there is no more.
Lord,
you gotta pray for love. Let us pray for love.
Let's pray for love. I invite all the single women to join me every 4 Fridays, or single gathering, 3 days and 2 nights.
The
prayer gathering. So we're just single.
Let's rest.
We need a healing for this
soul.
Come, join the cares of this weary life. Pray for love
behind me.
At the day's end.
Above the shack.
I know where I belong. Give me a call for more details. Scholarship for the those of you who like to be a part of that 3 day, 2 night getaway for single women and would like to sponsor a single woman, give me a call at 717-379-1503. Also, if you need a spiritual healing, spiritual direction, and you're feeling depressed, oppressed, or if you know someone that is depressed, you can call us at See Me, Changing Minds for Enrichment Mental Health Ministries at 717-233-0500. Depression is real. There is hope. Recovery is possible. So give me a call at 717-379-1503 or call See Me, Changing Minds for Enrichment Mental Health Ministries, Inc. at 717-233-0500. This ministry is an outreach ministry of Deborah A. Jackson Evangelistic Ministries, Inc. The mission, the vision, is to transform lives through enrichment. Poems, prayer and praise, outreach, evangelism, music ministry, and serving the community, cultivating a spirit of unity in every community. So if you'd like to be a part of the outreach, and we truly do need volunteers, call us at 717-379-1503. If you'd like to host a 4 Friday gathering, oh, by the way, it's coming up. It's coming Friday on the 25th, and we will be at the YMCA off of 701 Front Street. And our guest speaker is none other than Apostle Overseer Raglan of True Resurrection Ministry, located off 18th and Market Street in Harrisburg. So please give us a call at 717-379-1503. Also, if you got talent and time, we're looking for musicians. We're looking for talent. We're looking for volunteers to be at our Live to Love Outreach event. We're looking for producing a CD project called Living to Love. So if you're interested in being a part of that project, give me a call at 717-379-1503. If you'd like to be a guest on my program, or if you'd like to call in, just call in at 657-383-0957 or 877-497-1796. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live, 7-11.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Anybody come to lift up Jesus tonight? Anybody come to lift up the name of the Lord? Why don't you just make some noise and give him all the glory? You come to lift up his name. Come on. Put those hands together all over this sanctuary. Come on, let's give him some praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. We come to lift. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about the kingdom. Your prayer today is, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done.
It's about that time.
Because it's at midnight. When we think about how our day has been spent, many times we find ourselves in a situation that we think, how in the world did I get here? See, we didn't put God first. See, when we pray, we got to pray about everything. We make decisions, yes. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Because it's all about the kingdom. And the Bible says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added. What do you mean by that? Well, the Bible says they that are led by the Spirit are the sons and daughters of God. See, we're all many members in one body. And so really, we're just the Spirit. There's no flesh in the Spirit. There's no bodily figure. It's all Spirit. So, the Spirit of God, if you got your Bible, you need to meditate on the Word of God day and night. And this is what you need to be meditating on. Turn with me to Galatians 5:22. I give you time to get your Bibles out, because this is real. If you want to discover the new nature in Christ Jesus, the Bible says Galatians 5:22. Did you get there yet? Just embrace the eye of the fruit of the Spirit. Because, see, this may be a little bit overwhelming for you right now. But I tell you what, if you practice walking in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, yes. This is real. So, if you got your Bible, follow me in the Spirit. The Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. See, many of us are walking around envying, drunken, carousing, all these things. Oh, no, 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 no. See, this is what separates us from the love of God. And those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. My beloved, you must walk in love. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson. So look up. Be encouraged. For today is the day that you have gotten revelation. So walk in the Spirit, that you shall not the lust of the flesh. It's all about love. So when you're feeling a little trouble, love. Practice living to love. Because it's all about love. Yes, it's all about love. So until then, practice walking in the Spirit, in Jesus' name.
Today is another day, new mercies I see. Lord, I'm in your hands, I know you'll come for me. A little rough at times, don't know what to do, but Lord, I know you will help me make it through.
Every day is sweeter
than the day before.
Every day is sweeter.
God, that you're so good for me. You've been so good to me, yeah. Every day is sweet, sweeter than the day before. Oh, sweeter. Learning how to love you more. Every day is sweeter, sweeter than the day before.
To midnight for worship in Jesus' name.